Alors, bonjour, bonsoir, bon matin, bienvenue à Yokomo Web Radio. Good day, good morning, good evening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to Yokomo Web Radio. Today, our guest, Rivka Rachel. Yoga inspired by nature, in nature. Rivka is a bilingual yoga teacher in Mont-Tremblant, Quebec. She began her physical practice back in the beginning of the 2000s. She still enjoys the journey that yoga brings to her every day. She's an inspiring, empathetic teacher, known for her clear and playful style of encouraging students to meet their edge with a compassionate heart and open mind. I can go on like this, except that it's always better to ask the person herself, our guest today at Yokomo Web Radio, Rivka Rachel, to introduce herself, to let us know about herself and her yoga. Good day, good evening, Rivka.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, it's such a pleasure for you to accept this invitation. Rivka, I did a very brief introduction, and I felt that it's always better to let the person introduce herself, so that for those who don't know about your yoga, about what you do, could you give us your presentation, please?
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Danielle. my name is Rivka, like you said, and I'm a yoga teacher. I live in Mont-Tremblant, Quebec, so just on the outskirts of the Yokomo community. And I live here in a little log house in the woods with my dog. And he's the cutest dog in the world, really. He is. People try to argue, but he really is. And I live in this little house where I also run a bed and breakfast. And I provide some marketing services and branding services to a few clients. So I do a lot of different things. But I think that what they have in common is that I'm trying to hold space for people or to inspire them to be the best version of themselves. Through yoga and hosting and a little bit of branding. So it's an interesting journey.
It is an interesting journey. And in your presentation, when we first spoke with each other, you insisted on also saying that you're a daughter, you're a sister, and the friendship that you offer to all those who come and meet you. Thank you very much. Rivka, for this presentation. And I will mention your website. It's so complete. There's so much information. You love traveling as well. You're very much into social media. So I'll spell your website address so that for those who are listening in front of their computer, they can also visit your website and travel with you via your website. And if I'm spelling it incorrectly, Rivka, please correct me. So it's Rivka Rachel, RivkaRachel.com. Is that correct, Rivka?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. And for those who wish to contact you, of course, you have. There are several ways. If people go through your website, there is a contact sheet as well. But I'll mention the email address for those who are not in front of their computer and they like to text you as well. May I give your email and phone number for texting as well?
Yeah, sure. No problem. You can email me.
Okay, no, I'm just asking just to make sure, because Yokomo is such a large community. I invite everyone to go and contact Rivka Rachel at hello@rivkarachel.com. So it's hello@rivkarachel.com. And for text messaging, 514-560-7116. And for those who are on Yoga Partout, you can find Rivka via the search engine. You just type her first name and her name will pop up in the search result. Rivka, thank you very much for accepting this invitation. I know you're a very busy person, but you opened your heart, you opened your line of communication with us to speak about yoga, because your spiritual path is quite interesting, and I wanted to know, because yoga has so many meanings. For you, what does yoga mean?
Well, for me, yoga, it's always been a means of connection. So I feel like when I practice yoga, I connect to myself in a way that I can't find anywhere else. And at the same time, the practice connects me to a community of people, a community that we have in Montreal and in the Laurentians here where I am, in Canada, in the world. You know, one of my favorite things to do when I travel is to drop into different yoga studios. And that feeling of walking in and rolling out your mat and immediately feeling like you're at home. So to me, that's what it brings. And then, you know, when I practiced for a long time before I decided to do a teacher training. And then when I started teaching, it was a whole new level, you know, like I think of it as a prism, a new dimension. And when I teach, I'm connected to my students and to the universe or to the world, to something greater that I never really understood before. So, that's what it's about. You know, when I started teaching yoga, it's like everything sort of came into focus and I felt connected in a way. I guess that's the only word in a way I've never really felt before. And it extends to all the areas of my life. I think it allows me to make better choices and move through the world in a better way. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for this presentation of the meaning of yoga for you, Rachel. It's very touching to hear your testimonial, because I find you so humble, because you live in an area of the world where, in my own opinion, it's a must go. The Mont Tremblant, Quebec area is so beautiful. It seems that when we go there, it looks like time stops altogether. And for you, that's part of yoga. And for those who would like to go and learn with you, you accept invitations, of course. You're a traveler, you've mentioned it. For those who wish to come to Mont-Tremblant and do a practice with you, do a workshop with you, how does it work? We just go to your website, we write to you, or we just call you and your doors are opened? Tell us the process as to how and where do you teach, because I feel this international... maybe it's your name. Your name is so beautiful. I feel this international magnet when I speak with you. So just tell us, Rivka, very simply, how we can connect with you, how we can learn your yoga. Where do you go? Where do we reach you?
Well, thank you, Daniel. That's very sweet. But so the easiest way... You know, the easiest way is here in Mont-Tremblant, I offer two or three classes a week in a couple of different studios here. We have a nice community. And so if you're traveling to Tremblant anyway, like you said, a lot of people come here. So if you're here, you know, you can check out my website and come to a drop-in class, let me know. The other option you can do is come and stay in my little bed and breakfast here. It's called La Sauvage. So you can find it on Facebook or by going to the bed and breakfast website, which is gitlasauvage.com. And here, if you stay with me, you know, you can do a package where I offer breakfast and private classes here. There's a little studio. So that's on a regular basis, you're doing that. Then a few times a year, I offer some yoga retreats with Nadia Bonenfant of Juna Yoga. She's another wonderful teacher at Yokomo, and she organizes these amazing all-women yoga retreats with outdoor adventure as well. So stand-up paddle boarding or cross-country skiing. And so I work with her for those things. It's a lovely time to come to Tremblant.
I'll interrupt you because you've mentioned Nadia Bonenfant, and for me she's an idol. I wanted to interview her in the context of Yokomo Web Radio a few times, but she's a great traveler also, and I have not had the opportunity. When you do workshops with Nadia, how do you share this space, and how does it, if let's say I want to organize a group and meet you along with Nadia, because she's into surfing or what they call SUP yoga classes. Can you talk to us about this a little bit? And then I heard you're going to bring a group, your first international retreat in Havana, Cuba. Sorry for the interruption, but please tell us a little bit about Nadia Bonenfant, if you could.
Okay, well, Nadia Nadia is a friend and a mentor, and her company, Juna Yoga, is mostly about all women and bringing them into nature, and having her motto is connect your inner ecosystem to the outside one. So, you know, we're into a lot of the same things, and Nadia is an amazing inspiration and has taught me so much. So she offers, I think, two retreats in the winter and two in the summer here in Mont-Tremblant. And she has different teachers, myself included, working with her and for her as part of the Juna team. As well, I think last year she offered a Costa Rica retreat. Right now, as we speak, she's in Tofino offering an amazing all-women surf and yoga retreat out there. So she does that one every year. It's a great success. I'm sure that you could do that. And And yeah, it's amazing. Nadia has an energy that is not like anything else. You know, as you know, you've met her. She's lovely. So,
here
and
you
she's
go.
An expert in adventure also and ecology. So,
here
it's
you
just
go.
Beautiful in Tremblant, and you know, we have a lot of amazing people have migrated here, and we have a lot in common. So,
migrated. That's a nice
so it's a,
name.
Yeah,
that's...
it's a blessing to
it
be,
is.
You know, to be with those kind of people. I find myself really lucky.
It is a blessing, especially knowing that there's an airport now that brings in a lot of our friends from the south to the north, because it's so beautiful during the winter. It's like a paradise to me. I want to thank you very much for sending a glimpse of hello to Nadia Bonenfant, because she will be at Yokomo Web. She will be at the Yokomo Festival 2016 as well. Now, because time flies, Rivka, I know you're a busy person, but also you're very generous in inviting people. You decided to offer a retreat to Havana, to Cuba. Could you tell us a little bit about this this wonderful experience between November 26th and December 3rd, 2016? You combined beach yoga, Havana night, and deep practice. Rivka, I want to go. What do I do? What do I do to be part of your international retreat in Havana, Cuba, next November 26th and till December 3rd, 2016?
Well, Danielle, I'm really excited about this because I only have one room left on this retreat. So either two
Whoa.
Friends together or one
All right.
or one person. And I think I've gotten lucky because the media has been very focused on Cuba in the past year. But there's something about Havana, about Cuba, that just really speaks to my heart and soul. And I think that in particular, Cuba gets a bad rap, you know, from Quebec, because a lot of people go to Cuba, they go to an all-inclusive, and they walk away with this impression that is so not what's going on. And especially now, there's so much change happening in this beautiful, beautiful place that this is why I picked Cuba. And on top of it, the company, the people I'm working with down there in Cuba are called My Yoga. And as part of the way it works in Cuba, in order to have a license to practice, so you need to have permission, there has to be an implication from many Cubans. So it's a people-to-people retreat. And one of the people is named Eduardo Pimentel. And he is an amazing yoga teacher.
Oh, yes, my friend Eduardo, I interviewed him, and I met him.
Really?
Oh, of course. I've been to his house in Havana for a video interview that will be broadcasted through Yoga Partout. Yo puedo hablar español muy bien, entonces nos hicimos la interview en tres lenguas. So we did the interview in three languages. You're connected with a great yoga master. Sorry for the interruption, Rivka. It's just a discovery to me and probably to you. Yes, I did meet Eduardo, and it's such a deep practice.
That's true.
In other words,
he's absolutely he's amazing, and it's a privilege to practice with this man who was a student of Iyengar. And anyway, people can, I'm sure, learn all about him through your interview. But so for me this week, we have this deep practice with this yoga master. We have maybe a more fun, flowing practice with myself. We have a private chef on site. Everything is organic and local in Cuba. This is a fallacy that the food is not good in Cuba. This is crazy talk. The food we have is delicious. We're staying in villas that are right on the beach. So this is another misconception. The beach is 20 minutes taxi from downtown Havana, from the old city. And so for me, this week is I'd basically thought of my perfect vacation, you know, where I was on the beach watching the sunrise, watching the sunset, where I can go out dancing in the evening, where I can eat good food. And I made my perfect vacation, and then I offered it. And we have salsa lessons. We have live music. We're going hiking in the jungle. I mean, I'm so excited about this week. I can't even tell you.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And the people in Toronto of My Yoga, Christine Dadou, who does an excellent job, you will be just thrilled. And now I understand why you're booked in advance and there's only one place left. Rivka, let's talk about Yokomo, this international local event, I should say, because it's really allowing local yoga teacher from Montreal area to meet and for students to discover new teachers. What will you be teaching at that event, if I could ask you, please?
So I'm going to be teaching on Sunday morning, yoga and the secret to happiness.
Hmm.
So you'll have to come out. You'll have to come to the class to find out what the secret is. But I have a feeling you probably already know.
Well, I have one answer, but it's probably wrong.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it can be wrong, Danielle. Whatever answer you have is probably the right one. But it's gonna be a fun workshop. We're gonna do some asana and a little bit of meditation and some writing and talking. And it's such a beautiful time to celebrate community, you know, and to have fun with our practice. When we come together with an amazing event like Yokomo, and you see your friends and other people that are involved, and I'm really excited to come and take classes with the people that inspire me and offer and have this the energy in these sorts of events is just it's worth coming just for the energy, you know. You can feel it in the air. Everybody is full in their hearts and in their minds and. Yeah,
it's so beautiful, and we didn't talk about Wanderlust because you've taught at Wanderlust 3 years in a row, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. So this is the third year. This past August was the third year we did the Wanderlust Festival in Mont-Tremblant, and is it the third or the fourth? Anyway, it's been a little while, and you know, Wanderlust festivals they have festivals all over North America, and they came to Tremblant. It was amazing. So for me, it's like coming home, but having, you know, the entire world, my entire world come here to
at
my
your
home.
Footsteps.
I mean, I love living here, and my favorite thing to do is to host people, which is why I have a bed and breakfast. I just love having people.
Well, here you go.
Yeah, during Wanderlust, it's literally, I feel like I'm hosting. It's almost too much, you know. Every person in the greater sort of Eastern Canada community is here, and talk about the energy. It's just really lovely to see those people walking in the streets, you know, in my streets or whatever. And so Yokomo is a lot like that, you know. It's accessible, and now they've changed the date, right, to be in November, and so it's going to be the best part of November for sure. Before my cube
with the leaves.
Yeah, well, the leaves are long gone here in November. You know, Danielle, it usually snows. The ski season actually starts November 20th.
Here you go.
So Yokomo is just perfectly placed to give you that boost of energy and heart that you need before the winter.
Here you go. Here you go. Rivka, you're like a box of chocolate. Just we need to open it and discover. I'm so impressed with this conversation we're having. Just for those who are listening to this web radio show, I'll just remember that we are on Yokomo Web Radio, and we're speaking with Rivka, who will be teaching at Yokomo 2016. If you go to yokomo.org, go into events and use the Teachers Community menu, and you will see that that you will see. Actually, it's YFM 2016 where you should click so that you have access to all the teachers. You can register now if you're listening to this web podcast in advance. There are still time to register. The schedule is there. So my choice of menu was wrong. You should go in the menu, choose the schedule, and you will find Rivka under the Saturday. You said that you're teaching on Saturday. Is that correct, Rivka?
I think it's Sunday.
Oops, okay. So let's go to Sunday, and then we will find you, Rivka. I'm still intrigued. How come so many people have not been to Mont-Tremblant? Of course, this is broadcasted internationally. We're reaching 55 countries in the world, so I'm not that surprised. And let's talk to those, especially, who have never been to Mont-Tremblant, so that if they want a nice, cozy place where they can rest and forget about the past, forget about the future, and be in the present moment, Rivka, why Mont-Tremblant is such an energetic pole of attraction? All the Laurentians area. Would you say it's because the Shivananda ashram got established in the 60s or in the 70s in your area of the world? Why Tremblant?
Well, I mean, why Tremblant? It definitely has a lot to offer. I mean, I can speak briefly on why Tremblant as a destination, and then I can tell you about why I chose Tremblant to make my home. But I think for Tremblant, they've worked hard on the past few years on making it a year-round destination. And so, you know, there's activities. Most of them, I would say 95% of the things to do here are outside. And they've worked hard on creating a space where you can, you know, you can bike, ski, run, swim, hike, ski, raquette, skates. You can do all of these things and really enjoy nature year round. And then, you know, if the weather isn't great, you can get massages and go to the spa and eat good food. And sometimes, you know, there's a little culture is starting a little bit more here and there, maybe lower down than Tremblant, like in Valmorel and stuff like that. They have more shows. But it's an international destination now. They have the airport that you can fly directly from downtown Toronto to La Macchiazza. And flying in and out of this airport is an experience like no other because there's no lineup. There's no paid parking. You park for free at this airport. It's amazing. And it's a little log house similarly to mine. You just walk in, you leave your car, you go under the little security thing, and that's it. It's unparalleled in terms of the comfort. If you can fly directly to Tremblant and avoid Montreal, I would definitely recommend that.
And then everyone would.
Yeah, it's lovely. So that's why Tremblant, but as a destination, but it's definitely an outdoor and nature focused place. And for me, I lived in Montreal before I came here. And I was working on a project where I spent a lot of time here in the Laurentians, and when that project ended, I felt this huge, like, emptiness. It felt so disconnected from something that I had found. You know, I was spending every weekend here in the woods, living like very rustic, you know. Mm-hmm. So I felt a loss from that connection, and I thought to myself, what am I going to do? Like, I was living in Montreal. I couldn't afford a cottage. You know, a lot of people are very fortunate that they have, you know, they have homes up north or places to stay up north. And so I thought to myself, okay, well, I'll just move up north, and then I'll be able to go back to Montreal to see my friends and come to the city and stuff. But once I got here, I think I found something that I needed. I needed the isolation, the time with nature, to live more with the, you know, I wake up with the sun, and I go to bed embarrassingly early. I think I needed to honor this deep connection with the natural world. And it's not to say that you can't honor that connection in the city, but it just makes it a lot easier here. You know, it's more accessible. Like for me, I'm happier when I walk in the woods every day. I swim in lakes. Like I was in the lake yesterday, even though it's cold. You know, in the winter, people hate winter, but they only hate winter because they're not enjoying winter. You know, here everything is white and beautiful. And even with Lole, I'm a Lole ambassador. We do outside snow yoga. And, you know, we really have this opportunity to enjoy nature year round. So
there's a community.
I'm happy here.
There's a real community sense when we go there. This honor for this deep connection, it's a daily style of life for you?
Well, yeah, that's the thing too, right, is that I found, as much as it's difficult in some ways because there's less people, right, it's not as easy to go and see your friend for a yoga class or grab a coffee because you have to drive pretty much everywhere, you know, from where I live. But on the other hand, I found this community of people who also seek this connection, you know, and so it's very common for me to go for a hike as something to do with a friend. We do it all the time. We go hike, we go paddle, we go bike. And that this is how I spend my time, you know. I don't go to the gym. I go to this outdoor gym type
playground
workout thing. Yeah, exactly, you know, and we do exercises, and it's just it is great that everybody else gets it, you know. And I find it so funny when I first moved here, it's a little bit like the person at the grocery store gives you the wrong change and they're like, "Oh, you know, it's the moon." I don't know. We seem to live more connected because we have to, you know, it affects us in more of a way. You know, I have a well, if it's the weather's bad, I have no electricity. Like, we're deeply connected.
Wow.
And it seeps into my yoga practice and my teaching too, you know, because my students, they're also living that. They're living this outdoor life. And when I say to them that we're deeply connected to nature, they get it, you know. And our breath in itself is the most immediate connection we have to nature. And I feel like that's mirrored in a lot of ways, the ebb and flow of the ocean, you know, the rise and fall of the sun. Living here, it just makes it easier. You know, we're taking the easy way out.
Here you go. The easy way out. Ladies and gentlemen, RivkaRachel.com. I am so appreciative of you taking the time to give us an interview, Rivka. I have chills in my spine. It's so inspiring. I invite everyone to contact you, to come in and take your class on Sunday, November 13 at yokomo.org. Because of Yokomo, you and I have been able to connect and do this podcast interview. I want to thank you very much for taking the time. But before we leave, of course, there's Hatha Yoga, but with time, yoga teachers, they take a personal view and a personal style that they develop with time. For those who will come to your class, what should they expect in terms of Hatha Yoga?
Well, I guess it depends on which class you come to. I mean, I basically, you know,
yeah.
I teach. It depends on the label of the class. Right now, I'm offering a gentle hatha, and then I do what we call a yin yang, which is a class I'm excited about. You know, we do a little bit more of a vigorous practice, and then we finish with a nice, sweet, relaxing yin. So, I mean, I'm a fairly new teacher. I've only been teaching for 3 or 4 years. And so I'm sticking to what I know. I teach yoga asana, very little bit of pranayama, but not too much, and some meditation, you know, depending on the season and the people that I'm teaching to. And I'm enjoying getting into more vinyasa, you know, especially as the season comes along, right? As we're maybe being a little bit less mouvementé, you know, more vinyasa for this season. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to make it more accessible, you know, so it's not so much chaturanga plank, power yoga. We have a lot of Ironman people here in Toronto, so mm-hmm. they get enough physical practice, you know, and what they need is to relax a little bit, but it's hard to get them to do that. So you need to get them on the mat with a little bit of vinyasa, and then once they're there, you know, offer that deep relaxation that they need. But it's always about coming back to that connection, right? The connection with yourself and the connection to nature, which is ultimately the same thing, right?
Yeah. Well said. For those who just wonder where this jewel comes from, well, her name is Rivka Rachel. I will not insist enough. You're the discovery of Yokomo in my book, Rivka. I'm looking forward so much to meet you again and take your class. I know we've talked about how to reach you and how to go and take the classes with you at Tremblant, except that what you don't know is that I always like to get repetition of the questions we ask, and I especially like to give the last word to the guest that we have. So if you don't mind, tell us again, how can we do yoga with you? I'll leave you the last word once I've spoken and I finish my conclusion. The word will be yours, and this special Yokomo Web Radio program will end and will be available online, of course, in MP3 format. So the last word is yours, Rivka. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to meet us, to introduce yourself, to talk to us about this beautiful area that is Tremblant. And in closing, please tell us, how can people practice with you? Namaste. Thank you very much. Blessings. I want to thank you very much for giving a glimpse to our friends in Cuba with Master Pimentel and the people in Toronto. So thank you very much, Rivka, and see you at Yokomo.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for your time and your kind words. It's very flattering. How can you connect with me? Well, you can come visit Tremblant. It's a particularly beautiful place, especially now with all of the fall colors. It's really gorgeous. Fall is a lovely reminder of how beautiful it can be to let things go. So you can come here and stay in my little bed and breakfast. My mission is to make this connection with nature more accessible. So I offer packages that are very affordable. The website for that is gitlasauvage.com or on Facebook, La Sauvage. And my yoga website is rivkarachel.com. You can sign up for my mailing list and we can stay in touch that way. Sometimes I teach in Montreal, like at Yokomo or in Ottawa. And next time you're in Toronto, you can call and I can come to you for a private yoga class for you and your friends or your family. And I look forward to connecting with you. Thanks again, Danielle, and Yoga Partout. And I look forward to seeing everybody at Yokomo.